Following is a speech by the president in Chariton, Iowa, September 18th.
Made up that do-nothing, 80th Republican Congress. That Congress tried its level best to take all the rights away from labor. That Congress tried its level best to put the farmer back to 1932. That Congress tried its level best to put small business out of business. For what purpose? To help the big interests which they represented. You know that there were more and bigger lobbies in Washington than any time in the history of the Congress of the United States. Sometime a little later on, I'm going to tell you about those terrible lobbies. The Association of Manufacturers and the Speculators Lobby and several others that I could name right now, and I've got the facts and figures on them. They spent more money lobbying for special privilege in this 280th Congress than has been spent in Washington in the whole history of the country. Now, why did they do that? Because they wanted to take you to town. Now, I'll tell you, you're going to get taken to town if you don't use your privilege on Election Day. You stayed at home in 1946 and you got the 80th Congress and you got just exactly what you deserve. You didn't exercise your God-given right to control this country. Now you're going to have another chance. If you let that chance slip, you won't have my sympathy. If you don't let that chance slip, you'll do me a very great favor, for I'll live in the White House another 4 years. It's been a very great pleasure to be in Iowa. I appreciate it. I've had the privilege of riding with all your public officials today. It's been a very great pleasure to ride with your candidate for governor, who's a wonderful man, the Democratic candidate for governor. And I was with Guy Gillette, with whom I served in the Senate. There never was a better senator in the Senate than Guy Gillette. I'm extremely fond of him. And I hope for your own welfare, for the welfare of this great state, that you send Guy Gillette back to the Senate, and that you elect your Democratic candidate for governor and all the Democratic congressmen and public officials you possibly can. I like Democrats no matter what office they're running for. I hope that everything will go well with you. I can't tell you how I appreciate this wonderful turnout, this wonderful reception. It's just been like this all day long. I have come to the conclusion that the people in Ireland like their president, appreciate what he's trying to do for the common people. I wonder if you'd like to meet my family. Here comes the ball. My daughter Margaret. Huh? Steve Carter, the candidate for Congress. I forgot to mention his name, but I'm for him just strong as I am all the rest of the Democrats in Iowa.
I want you to meet some folks, Mr. President. This is my boy Charles. Get over here where we can go.
How do you do?